Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Now, we'll have one more day in the Old Testament, and then we're going to be going into the four Gospels again. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward and to open our hearts and minds to be receptive, Father, unto this thy word. Father, we know that we cannot understand these things by ourselves. We need the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in order to receive the truth and the information that is in this word, to give us guidance so that we can make heaven our home when we step out of this life and into eternity. Now, Father, this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in the third chapter of Ruth. And you're going to find here are some odd ways for ladies to do around man and man to be with ladies here in this chapter. Verse 1 says, then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? Verse 2, and now is not Boaz of our kindred whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. This winnoweth that they are calling here what they would do, they would get in where they had it stored, the barley stored, and they would take forks and shovels and things and pitch it into the air. And the air would separate the seeds from the chaff, so to speak. And they could gather the seed then without it being all messed up with other parts that didn't belong. Now, three. Naomi is telling Ruth, says, wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. Now, he's going to be down there working, but then he's going to take time to eat and drink. And then after that, he leave him rest for a while and sleep. And she's telling her now to anoint herself. So you can bet she's putting on what the ladies call today perfume, something to make her smell good. All right, now, four. And it shall be when he lieth down that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay down there and lay thee down. And he will tell thee what thou should do. She used to go in, uncover his feet, and lay down at his feet. And then wait for him to tell her what to do. That sure wouldn't work today, would it? Because most of you ladies wouldn't want to hear what you'd be told. Now, five. And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. Ruth has agreed now with her to do all that Naomi told her to do. Six. And she went down into the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bid her. Seven. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn, and she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. She's done exactly what Naomi told her to do. Now, eight. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. Now, all this time he laid there, he didn't know she was there because he was asleep until midnight. Now he's awake. Nine. And he said, who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thy handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thy handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. Near kinsman. You know, She told him now to spread his skirt over her, too. 10. And he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter and then at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. In other words, he's letting her know because she hadn't been following other men that she's more likable right now to him. 11. Now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest. For all the city of my people dost know that thou art a virtuous woman. Now, she started out as being working in the field, gleaning as one of his handmaidens in order to take care of her mother-in-law, Naomi. 12. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman, howbeit there is a kinsman nearer than I. He's telling her there's one that is closer kinsman than what he is. 13. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning. So she's going to be spending the night there with him, laying there with him. And according to the word, when she asked him to cover her with his skirt, he probably did. So they're bound to be close. And she's going to spend the night with him. That don't work too well today. Now, 14. And she lay at his feet until the morning. And she rose up before one could know another. And he said, let it not be known that a woman came unto the floor. Now, pardon me. 15. Also, he said, bring the veil that thou hast upon thee and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. Now, 17. And she said, these 6 measures of barley gave he me. For he said to me, go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. 18. Then said she, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. In other words, just sit and rest a while. Because what he has started, He's going to finish this day. We've come to the end of chapter 3. So we're going to get in to 4. Now, verse 1. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came back, and to whom he said, "Oh, such a one, turn aside, sit down here." And he turned aside and sat down. Now this one that was supposed to be closer kinsman than him, he's now meeting with him. And here in verse 2, and he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, "Sit ye down here," and they sat down. 3, and he said unto the kinsman, "Naomi that is come again out of the country of Moab selleth a parcel of land which was our brother Kimmelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people, if thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know." He's trying to see if he's going to do what he really should do according to the way things were in that day and time. Now, "For there is none to redeem it besides thee, and I am after thee." And he said, "I will redeem it." He said, "Nobody else is going to redeem it. If you're not going to, then I will." This is Boaz now. He's really not wanting to redeem it. But that's just the way things were in that day and time. As I said, we're finding it very odd. Now, 5. Then said Boaz, "What day thou buyest the field out of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance." Now he's letting him know exactly what is expected. 6. And the kinsman said, "I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it." Now he's refusing to redeem it. And he's letting Boaz know, "You go ahead." Because he's worried something about his inheritance. 6. And the kinsman said, "I cannot redeem it for myself." Well, we know all about that. We just read that. Here in 7, it says, "Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing, for to conform, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor. And this was a testimony in Israel." Now, you know, when they would take off their shoes, the transfer of the shoe symbolizes the relinquishing of his right to act as the nearest kinsman and the exchange of his authority in the matter to another. So when he took off his shoes off there for Boaz, he was releasing everything. 8. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe, thine, and Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Imelech's and all that was Chilin's and Malon of the hand of Naomi. In other words, her husband that were dead and both sons that were dead, and now he is buying it all. 10. Moreover, Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of Mahalon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. Now he's taken her as his wife to raise children up that would be carrying the name. Then, when a couple were married and he passed away, his brother was to take his wife and have children by her as an inheritance to him. Kind of a odd way of living at that time, wasn't it? No. And they were obligated to do that. That's the thing. That was an obligation. Now here, 11. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thy house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily in I can't pronounce that. It's E-P-H-R-E-P-A-H. And be famous in Bethlehem. 12. And let thy house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bare unto Judah of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. They all are agreeing now, and they're witnesses to all this that's going on today. To do things that way, you would be looked down on, not be held responsible for doing that thing. But to do it, everybody would be against you. 13. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the woman said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord which has not left thee this day without a kinsman that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, has borne him. You see, they're celebrating. Like I said today, that would be, we'd be shunned and everything else. 15. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thy old age, for thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, has borne him. 16. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. Now Naomi's even nursing the child. 17. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Let me turn the pages. Okay, now, 18. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez begat Hezron. Hezron begat Ram. Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nashon. Nashon begat Solomon. Solomon begat Boaz. Boaz begat Obed. Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat David. And we have come to the end of the book of Ruth. And we will be going in to the book of Samuel. But we're not going to get into that tonight, because that first chapter is quite lengthy. And we'll be finding a lot of things there. So we're going to stop for the time being this evening. And as I said, God willing, come morning, we'll be into the book of 1 Samuel. There's still a whole lot for you and I to learn and to take in and to see how things was in that day and time, and why mankind needed things to change. Because as I said, you know, today, things just would not work that way at all. For a lady to come to where I'm at, just me and her, but to lay down and spend the night with me, we would both be talked about and a lot of things said, even if they wasn't so. But they would be said anyway. Wouldn't serve to give her a good reputation. You know that as well as I do. This is the thing. And we don't have these things to go through. We have a much, much better way. And really, in a lot of ways, an easier way. Because our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, bought and paid for you and I, and made the way for us. We didn't have to make the way. He did. And he did so with his life. All right. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for making a way for us, a better way, a way, Father, that as we understand it, we continue to grow stronger and stronger and stronger. Now, Father, we pray for mankind. We pray for all of mankind, especially for those of your saints that are scattered throughout the world. And we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. And we ask for the Holy Spirit to work with us, to work with those that are walking in darkness, to help us to be able to bring them from darkness to light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of their sins, so that they too can make heaven their home. Father, we know there are things that we have to do. But for most, they don't understand. Because without the Holy Spirit in their lives, they cannot understand your word. Now, Father, Israel, we pray for them. We pray, Father, for them to come out of the Mosaic law and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, that one day Israel will be known as a land of Jesus. We pray for peace for them, Father. In this land of ours, that has brought so much evil upon its own people. A nation that was blessed by you, Father. Blessed greatly. Has no excuse whatsoever to turn and walk away as our evil leaders has done in this day and time. Now, Father, help us to replace those with ones that are walking in righteousness, that love you, that love the Lord Jesus Christ, that loves your word and your churches and your people, and that will work with us to bring this nation to repentance, put it back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, for those that are close to this ministry. Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy Stanley, Bobby and Millie Johnson. Father, myself and my family, I pray that the Holy Spirit works within each family to move them that are not yet your children. Move them from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus, so that none be lost, and all will make heaven their home. Now, Father, be with each one of us through the rest of this evening and tonight, holding us in health, safety, and Father, bring us together again one morning at 10 a.m. and back into your word. Father, we praise you. We praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, for everything you've done for us and what you're doing for us even at the present moment. And that is that we are receiving knowledge that has been recorded and kept for us, Father. Praise you for it. Praise you, Father. And thank you, Father. This is my prayer this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, El. Have a great evening and a good night. God willing, we can all be together again come morning. So have a good evening. Bye-bye now.